up, Andrea?
Hey, Tasneem.
Hello, what's good?
It's all good.
Yes, it is.
So before we get started, today is a national holiday for a lot of people. I mean, you're shocked. You're not aware. Today's Prince's birthday?
Yes, it is.
It is the birthday of your royal badness.
Yeah, yes.
I think we say happy birthday,
I
right?
think I saw a fleet of red Corvettes on the way in.
I saw some doves crying.
Did you see some I saw a little man in high heels.
You go too far. Oh, my gosh. You go too far.
Playing a guitar.
You go too far, Tasneem.
With a perm.
Nope. You did not have a perm. Just stop
it. I'm sorry. Flat iron.
So those of us who are taking today and remembering the great Prince Rogers Nelson, Tasneem, just ignore Tasneem and what she's saying. Happy birthday.
Prince, we speak your name.
We call it, right? We call it.
Please, happy holiday.
Please don't start singing, though.
I won't.
Okay? Mm-hmm. When the doves cry. No, ma'am, we won't. We are so excited to be with you today, yes. Tufito family. We're back in the studio, small hiatus. Life has been lifing and doing the... What has life been doing for us? Or to us, Tasneem.
Growing us up.
Growing us
and
up.
And we thought we were grown. But we weren't.
But guess what?
Uh-huh.
Still got some room to grow.
I'm a baby.
Pablum.
I'm a baby. Wet behind the ears. I thought I knew, but I did not.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Truth be told, family, we've missed you.
We have.
Just because we aren't with you, it doesn't mean that we haven't had these amazing conversations of what still reigns true in our lives and how we've been pushed to some new truths.
That's right, to shift.
To shifts.
And stretch.
And I think we are stretching.
And shimmying.
In that shimmy and stretching, we realize that we are shifting into another iteration of ourselves.
Absolutely.
We are, we talk about, you say to me on a regular basis, who do I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm becoming the woman that I am becoming.
Absolutely.
Can we just talk about that for a few minutes today, that shift and shimmy? I love the shift and shimmy because the shift is requiring us, I mean, borderline matrix, like shifting. And the shimmy is still saying,
celebration.
But I'm still celebrating.
I'm still in here.
And showing up, shoulders
yes,
and all.
All of it.
Right?
All
so
of it.
Shift and shimmy.
Yeah.
Let's
shift
do
and
it.
Shimmy.
Can we talk about it?
You know, Andrea, oftentimes one of the ways in which I entertain myself is I think back to who I was at 25. And as I get closer and closer to being halfway to 100, somebody say thank you.
Thank you.
I am amazed at how much I thought I knew about who I was. I had this definitive view of who Tasneem was. I thought it was a package deal. I thought I was done. I was grown.
You were
I was
grown for fully I was fully
yes
right?
And despite this grown body that continues to age, I thought some of my values and perspectives were solid.
You thought you were solid at 25? Of course we did. I guess the 25-year-old does think
I thought
that
I knew, but oh, now that I know what I didn't.
And so we know better. But let's go back to that. When I was 25, I thought I knew my set. I had a set of values.
I
had some mores.
I had
some things that I believe.
Yes.
About not just only about myself, but about life and the pursuit of it.
Absolutely.
And so how, take me to the 25-year-old Tasneem. And then the 25-year-old Tasneem, an example, the 25-year-old Tasneem as a woman thought that she knew it all about fill in the blank.
Thought she knew all about alignment. And I know that's kind of a buzzword, but let me think of something a little looser. I thought I knew a lot about compatibility. And I'm not talking about a romantic ship.
Correct.
I'm talking about just like, that's my person. That's my boo. We good people.
Right.
And so I thought I knew about like what classified someone as good people, what classified an experience as a good one. It was very, very along these sort of guardrails that were tall and immovable.
And that was because that's you were taught.
Yeah. Yeah.
And conditioned.
Conditioned
to believe that a good person was this. Good people was that.
A static thing.
A static thing.
And therefore myself, I would hold myself to this idea of what is the straight and the narrow.
Yeah.
And how I look at myself, I'm going, there's just so many moments in which I have responses to things like, I just say, maybe, could be, sometimes. You know, it's like.
You're not operating in these absolutes that you thought everything. Isn't it amazing how when we were 25, we did think that everything was an absolute?
Yeah.
And everything was definitive. We knew what happiness looked like. Mm-hmm. We knew what independence looked like. We knew what freedom looked like.
Thought I did.
And now I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I realize as I am becoming the woman that I am becoming, I'm realizing that that purpose, what I thought might have been like purpose.
So what did you think?
Purpose
driven. Take yourself back to 25.
Right? At 25, purpose was the prescription. We've talked about that. The formula. By now, you finish undergrad and grad, and you've got this formula, and there's your life has a purpose, and I'm living a purpose-driven life. Not realizing that, my gosh, I could change. Like, that purpose will never, it doesn't have to be the same.
Yeah.
And so if I thought that my purpose was to just only be, like, you feel the best of what? The best mother? Or the best daughter, the best spouse. Like, that was my purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And now here I sit at another 25 years on top of that. And
you have a different purpose?
I know I do. And some of my purpose has come out of pain.
Ooh.
That's another episode.
Wow.
That's a whole nother episode. And so realizing that my purpose now is really not contingent on who I am to other people and where I fit into that purpose schism of their lives, right? Mm-hmm. Because the purpose was always based upon where I fit.
And how other people saw you?
Yes.
And what is it now?
I'm still defined. I am becoming.
becoming.
I am becoming.
Yeah.
But I am aware of the fact that my purpose is different. My purpose looks different. And that purpose honors me.
Yeah.
And not how I show up and fit for how other people have described me. The purpose is me. I'm finding. I am becoming her. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming that woman that wants to live purposeful, but in a different way. I'm also becoming the woman who is at peace with forgiveness. I'm becoming her. I didn't think, like, yeah. You know how we have these things, oh, I can forget, but I will never forgive.
Yeah.
I am becoming the woman who has released all of the unforgiveness of whether folk have given it to me or I have given it to, like, I am becoming her who realizes that I can release that.
You can let it go.
I can literally let it go.
I think you need to let it go. Let it go. I think so.
It looks like another.
TKO. But you couldn't have imagined that.
No.
Because
then I was like, I'll never forget. Oh, no, there's some things that I completely have forgotten. Literally have forgotten. They have been erased. I don't know if that's healthy. I don't know. That's the conversation for a therapist. But I can't remember certain elements and certain years of my life that were traumatized, that were not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember that some of the unhealthiness.
Mm. I have a question for you.
Oh, my gosh.
If you were to close your eyes and tell me what this woman at 25 who had this singular sense of purpose, what kind of shoes did she have on?
She had on probably some comfortable gym shoes.
Hmm.
Like comfortable... like the first iteration of K-Swiss. Because they were the first iteration. They were traditional. They were common.
They were the traditional.
Everybody had
the
traditional.
They were the classics.
They were the classics, you see.
And okay, so, what outfit is she wearing?
She's probably wearing some like black slacks that are not pants, that are not cute. They are not at the ankle. They probably don't even have pockets.
They're functional.
They're functional. They don't show lint. They don't show dirt. They don't show things.
It's a synthetic blend.
The synthetic blend with the comfy shoes because we are blending in, you see.
Ooh.
Because purpose has described that we blend in and
we disappear.
We become comfortable in the situations that we're in.
What kind of top does she wear?
What top is she wearing? It's so probably green.
It's just a button down.
As I have on a green button down right now. Okay. All right.
Utilitarian top.
Mm,
yeah.
It's utilitarian.
Okay. What kind of hairstyle?
Yeah. Hairstyle is actually, okay, let me back up.
Uh-huh.
She's not wearing those.
Okay.
She is wearing, and I have a picture of her.
Okay.
I have a picture of her, and she's brown, and it's monochrome, monochromatic. She has on a brown two-piece outfit and some brown penny loafers. Yep, I wore those. She had a brown purse on the side.
Wow.
She's got on some brown Cherry Jubilee kind of lipstick.
Is she part-time at UPS?
She's a part-time UPS. Yeah, because she has a purpose, you see, to serve all the things, right?
So she's,
to deliver all the packages on time. Yeah, she's that. She's blended in, but she also knows her purpose. Her purpose is to be all the things for all the people. That's what she is comfortable in that monochromatic kind of blending in the background singing.
I can see her.
She's
not sitting across from me, but I can see the old version.
Does she make you feel sad?
I think I had a long shapeless dress on sitting next to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
A maxi. There's a difference between
ankle length.
Yes.
No allowances made for bosoms or waistlines.
How many scarves?
Minimum max 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Yeah.
You were sitting next to me in this photo.
I was sitting
so
next
at 25
to
you. Your purpose was, you thought you had life all figured out.
My purpose was to be modest in most things and therefore blend.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
That is so crazy.
Okay,
That's not who we want. Like, fast forward,
go
right?
Go to the becoming person. What's on her feet?
Oh, well, she's got her toes out, probably. She's got on some open toes. And
nice. Yeah. Toes painted?
Toes, of course. The toes are all... So there's the scary part. The toes are always painted. Sometimes hidden underneath those clogs, but the toes... So she was obviously always there. I'm sorry for the clog,
she
Sassy. She was always there. She was just buried. She was under layer on top of layer on top of layer. But now her toes, she's got open toes.
Okay. What outfit is she?
She probably has on a very short dress, summer.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Color?
Of course.
What color?
Probably pink and orange.
Nice.
I love pink and orange together. You know, those are
like
amazing.
A sunset and sunrise.
They're together. All the things up and coming and...
Nice.
Rising and setting.
Yeah.
That's what she has on. But the material is it's a breathable material.
I knew you were going to say it was breathable.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? What is the woman that you're becoming? Describe her physically. What is she wearing?
Yeah. The woman I am becoming is not wearing shoes at all.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
But are her toes painted?
Her toes are painted.
Of course they are.
As to your point, because they always were, but now you can see them. Believe it or not, she has on a skirt, A-line, so it kind of moves.
As you just moved your shoulders.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
But
love
she doesn't
her.
Have on leggings or stockings.
Yes.
Her calves are catching sunlight.
You are letting your legs show?
Yes.
The woman you are becoming realizes.
The woman I am becoming has on a sleeveless tank top.
Wow.
She is. And the tank top ends right at the waistband of the skirt.
Wow.
So if she raises her hands and say, yes, you might see a sliver
her navel?
Of skin. I'm not to the navel part yet.
Get there, guys.
And she, I think her nails might be working length, but maybe a fun color also.
Love it. Yes. She's, what color? So describe for me, does she have her lip gloss on?
Sometimes.
She's comfy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's saying she's sufficient.
You can see her.
She's sufficient in who she is and showing up.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have to prove anything.
Nope.
But she is not going to hide in the background and just kind of blend
not.
In. So the women that we are becoming, that we have come to this place that we realize that we don't have to always sacrifice at the detriment of ourselves for others.
We don't have to be monochromatic. Now we're in fuller color.
We don't have to be monochromatic.
Right?
We can be bold enough and satisfied enough to wear lip gloss or not wear lip gloss.
Yes.
So I think there's something to be said about finding satisfaction. So the woman that I am becoming, she's good.
She's self-satisfied.
She's not seeking perfection.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I mean, how many episodes ago we said I struggle from, you know, control and perfectionism. I'm recovering.
That story
doesn't serve me.
Yes.
So the stories that serve the woman that I'm becoming,
those
are the ones that I don't seek perfection. I seek satisfaction.
Mm.
I seek that.
I seek
the shimmy.
The shimmy. She's moving. She's not sitting down.
She's
still
not.
And stable.
Nope.
Maybe she's not. Maybe we won't use the word stable. The woman you're becoming is becoming.
She's just becoming.
She's all the things.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I think
it.
I like her.
I like her too. I like her. I love the woman that you're becoming.
I love
the fact that
you've
become comfortable in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
and challenging old notions of what you thought you knew about yourself and you thought you had life figured out. So the woman that you're becoming, what is it that you're still trying to figure out? Because I want us to talk later in another episode about the woman that where we are.
Yeah.
But what are some things right now that you have figured out?
I have today, on Prince's birthday, figured out that what I offer all the ships is a woman who is under development and steady in that. She is steady in the pursuit of knowing herself and loving herself and others better.
I love that.
So I want to offer a person who is unfolding, who is under construction, and who has decided that the steady belief that construction is the way she will be until she leaves this planet is the way she is. So this idea that Tasneem is the same one, that 1992 is the same one in 2052, no. That the changing and the shifting and the shimmying is part of who I am.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you?
So I'm in the shimmy. I'm in the shimmy, which means that the shimmy and the shifting part of where I am and the woman that I'm learning to be, I am learning and I have learned to love myself more. I've learned to love myself more and not apologize about it and not feel guilty about it. So the woman that I'm becoming, she forgives herself faster.
Nice.
Of when she comes into those places, when she wants to be guilty or feel guilty. She's forgiving herself faster for the things that she didn't know.
Yeah, she wallows less.
She's not wallowing. She kind of like steps over it and maybe tumbles in it, but she doesn't wallow anymore. The woman that I'm becoming is so in love with herself that how much love is given to her by other people is minimal compared to the love that she's giving her herself. So that's the woman that I'm becoming. I am falling in love again and again and again with me so much that I'm not even giving room to where there may be lack and scarcity. So I'm not even, that's where I am.
You're a self-watering plant.
I'm watering and I'm watering and I'm not paying attention to who else is not watering right now. Like not right now, that's the season. Mm-hmm. That's the season of the woman I'm becoming right now. Season right now, as you said, you're under construction and this is who I am and I'm going to always flow and I'm going to do all these things, right? I am loving and I'm at that season of like, I'm not paying attention to the things that I don't have, the scarcity right now.
Yeah.
Or who's not pouring, because I'm pouring enough right now.
I love it.
The woman that we're becoming.
We're becoming. Truth be told, listeners, we have a challenge for you. So think back for us. Go back, I don't know, 15, 20 years if you can. What did the woman you were look like? What was on her feet? What kind of outfit did she have on? What she smell like?
Or man. Or person.
That's
or individual.
True. Yeah. Or anybody.
Anybody.
Right? Any
right?
being. Who
any
was
your
the being you were?
Yep.
And let's fast forward to the being you're becoming. And what does that being look like? What's on their feet? What outfit are they wearing? How are their thoughts different from who they used to be and who they will become?
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Give us those two iterations of you.
Yeah. I love it. And keep shimmying, right?
Keep shifting.
Shifting and shimmying.
And shimmying.
And until next time, Truth Be Told family.
This is Truth Be Told. All right, we are almost out. But we are certainly Truth Be Told, and we want you to remember who we are and tell other people. We'd like you to like, share, follow, and subscribe. Truth Be Told, and that's going to be at Truth Be Told Pod, P-O-D at the back. At Truth Be Told Pod, let people know what you're listening to. Let us know what you like that you're listening to. Let us know what you don't like. And then we'll see you next time. And remember, this is Truth Be Told.